Music lives at the water's edge. This summer at the Fairmount Waterworks, a Philadelphia area jazz singer is featured in a short film about water. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Phyllis Chappelle finds that music is one way to highlight environmental issues.
Drawn to songs from many cultures, Chappelle performs in 13 different languages. In the 1990s, she formed the band Ciora with the late Dan Kleiman.
A lot of times the concept was to take like folk songs from around the world and from this country, like the song Shenandoah, and we just put a little bit of a jazz element to it, but still kept the, you know, the beauty and the soulfulness of the song.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see.
Chappelle says Kleiman channeled his passion about the environment into his songwriting.
One of them was called A-E-I-O-U, Water, in which he had me take the word water and translate it into about 40 different languages, and I'd be singing those words. He wrote beautiful melody and lyrics, and we got Paul Jost, who's a great jazz singer, to sing those lyrics over my singing of the words for water.
After Kleiman died in 2010, Chappelle and videographer Rodney Wittenberg worked to create a music video and a documentary about water.
We can get people interested in these issues that face all of mankind.
Phyllis Chappelle performs solo, with Ciora, and with other ensembles, including Intercultural Journeys and the Hot Club of Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.